Hi everyone, welcome to A Purpose Walk with me, Deandra. So you guys, we are going to be talking about decided. Why specifically decided? So as y'all know, I've been going through a transition for a little bit. There has been a lot going on, y'all. And forgive me, okay? Because it's a little tough. However, it comes a point in our lives and in our journeys where we have to become decided. So this is kind of not necessarily two parts. So it's kind of like twofold, because it's like to be decided in one area and then to be decided in another. So let's get it. I have been on this journey, as y'all know, for a little while now, right? And I had the ups and the downs with this journey. So I'll be good for a time, and then I'll be not so good for a time, where basically I done fell back into sin. And it was literally a cycle. In the last episode, I told you guys about how important prayer is. And, you know, that was one part where I was lacking in, which I did share with you guys. So I just want to come back and tell y'all that I literally have amped up my prayer time. Come on. I clap for myself, you know? So it's not just going out of necessity for myself or for others where I'm praying. I'm legit praying, y'all. And I'm telling y'all, I just got into the Prayer Institute with my pastor. And so far, I have been seeing things shift in my prayer. So, you know, going back into the cycles that I was in, that's one place, because of where I was lacking, that's why I was more susceptible to falling into sin. But as I shared with you guys, you know, I had got caught off guard, and that's where my prayer time needed to increase the most. So I have been increasing, because one thing you ain't gonna do, you can catch me once, but you ain't gonna catch me again. Y'all feel me? You know? So you guys, literally, I've been doing this journey with Christ, and I love walking with Christ. I don't regret this journey at all. Despite some of the things that I have endured throughout this journey, accepting Jesus into my life have been the best thing that I have ever done. I remember on one part of this journey, though, where I got caught up in the cycle again, y'all. I had fallen back into sin, and, you know, I just felt so, all the emotions. And a part of it was because, one, I felt like I let God down again. Two, I was like, you know, I'm tired of the cycles. Like, what's wrong? Why am I still here? You know, like I said, there was a lot of emotions that I was experiencing in that moment. And I remember something that my really good friend said to me, and she said, you know, it seems like you need to be decided. And she's like, you know, you went through the deliverance, you went through healing. Sounds like you just need to be decided. And that really hit me. That really made me think, like, dang, so it's really just a decision, right? And I did become decided at that moment. I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm done. I'm not going back into this. I'm not allowing the same sin patterns to come into my life. I know I've been here before. I know what the enemy does and how he catches me slipping. Well, he won't do that again, right? He's not going to catch me in a place where I'm falling into sin. So yeah, I became decided in that moment. And why was that so pivotal for me? Because growing up, I had a hard time, even still a little bit as an adult, where making decisions is a little hard for me. Like, I literally have a hard time making decisions sometimes. And a part of it was because of my upbringing. You know, my mom, she, you know, was very structured. And I just wanted to be a good kid and do what I was supposed to do, you know? And because of that, it was like she kind of controlled everything. So made all the decisions and, you know, just with everything. And I never had the opportunity to kind of make my own decisions. And it will be outside of the home if I did. But when I did make my decisions outside of the home, y'all, it was not good decisions. And I caught myself being in some compromising situations. And I thank God for, one, even protecting me during those times, because I was doing the most. And it was because I was hurting on the inside. So with me hurting on the inside, like I said, I made some poor decisions. And to this day, I struggle in that area sometimes. So as I told you guys, I'm in Joshua right now. And part of the things that I'm discovering in Joshua is how to learn how to make decisions, you know, kind of going back to the wisdom that I gained, and even understanding like what's godly wisdom versus worldly wisdom, so that way I can make an effective decision. So recently, I had to make a decision, y'all, and it's a life-changing decision. And there's so many great things that God is allowing to happen in my life. You know, I did share with you guys about me stepping into a teacher or instructor role. And life has been crazy. And it's been crazy busy. I'll say that. It hasn't been bad, but it's been slightly overwhelming because I'm juggling all these different areas of my life. And I know He's allowed me to do a lot of the things that I'm doing currently. However, there comes a point where you have to transition out of one thing to open up space for a new thing. And sometimes pressure is applied in that specific area in your life to get you to move. And that's kind of what God did for me when I was getting ready to close the salon. Prior to deciding to close the salon, I was a wreck because I really didn't know what to do. And it's so much easier to be like, hey, you know, what do you think? You know, asking family, asking friends, asking God, how should I move? What do you think is best? When sometimes, you know, one, God says in His word, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge Him. But then on top of that, you know, He's given us the wisdom to make decisions as well. That's where free will comes in, right? So I'm like overwhelmed with all of the things that I'm doing. And I know I've been released to do this podcast. I know that God told me, yes, actually He was waiting on me to decide as far as the position goes. So once I accepted, He said, yes, like, this is what I wanted from you, but I needed you to make a decision, right? But then also too, I'm like, what area is God kind of saying, like, you know, you need to take a pause? And so I've been in prayer about it. And because I'm so consumed with all of the things, and mind you, with this podcast, like, a lot of times I am coming to you guys based on experience and things that God has shown me, and then the scripture that backs it up. And I always ask the Holy Spirit to come into this space as well. It's more than welcome. But how much more effective, and I'm not saying with the podcast in general, but in anything, how much more effective can we be when we took the time out to really pray and seek the Lord and to study and to do all these things, even with the Bible study? You know, I feel like, yeah, I read and I prepare, but I feel like I want to do more in preparation. Does God give me grace? Absolutely. But grace does go, you know? So because of that, I said something needs to cut out my life, because one, on my board, I put God is first. So somewhere in my life, I am out of order. So let's figure this out. And because I'm praying and I'm asking God, which do I need to let go? And my mind just all over the place, and that I can't even hear God, because as soon as I wake up, I'm thinking about all the things that I have to do for the day, that my mind is so overloaded within the first two or three hours of being awake, and now I'm exhausted just from the thoughts and implementation, right? So God doesn't want us to lead or do anything from that space. He wants us to be well rested. And I find myself going to sleep and waking up still tired. So that means I didn't get rest while I was asleep. So dang, what is going on in my dreams? Am I still thinking about the things that I have to do so much that I can't even shut down, like allow my body to really rest when I sleep? And then I'm waking up and thinking about the same stuff that I went to sleep thinking about. Like, make it make sense. So, you know, now I have to make a decision, because God is allowing things to happen in my life, and I don't want to burn out. I mean, it is even godly to rest, because what did he do on the seventh day after he created the earth? He rested. So God loves and wants us to rest, but also he wants us to rest in him. So that's where I was missing the resting in him. So there's something that's coming into play of all of that. So I was really seeking the Lord on what that is. But then also too, using wisdom out of all the things that he's given me this far. So like I said, he's allowed me, or told me that I can do the podcast. He also told me that I can do my Bible study. He also told me that I could step into mentoring. He also told me, you know, I can teach. Okay, so what did he not give me grace for in this season? And it came down to doing care. And once I was like, okay, God, is this the thing I need to remove? And he's been saying yes, you know, and it made me think back to when I closed my salon. And God told me I could take a few people after they were hounding me down to do their hair. You know, good problems. You know, I felt real loved with that. In addition to it, though, he said only a few people. And those few people grew to like 45. So there's that. So now I'm in a space where, okay, Lord, I'm gonna do it. Oh, you guys, my little heart has been like torn. You know, it's like, you know, I'm happy in a sense, but then at the same time, I'm sad. So I've been doing hair for at least 8 years now professionally. And it's become all I knew. It became a part of my identity. And that was something a friend of mine talked about, how sometimes we allow things that supposed to be a part of purpose become our identity, when our identity should mirror him. And now it's conflicting to release the thing because we allowed it to become a part of our identity and it never had the space to be there in the first place, right? I decided to stop doing hair, and a friend of mine asked me, well, what are you going to do about money? And I'm like, God will provide. Like, he blessed me with this job. But I'm more focused on ministry. You know, part of my prayers years ago was, Lord, I want to do your will. And I want to do full-time ministry. What does that look like? I don't know. I remember only some dreams of what you've shown me. However, I just want to do what's pleasing to you. So that's the journey that I've been on with the sanctification process. So that is to start walking and learning and becoming a disciple of Christ. So basically removing all the old things to become a new creature, to be transformed. And I realized that, again, this is an area that I need to remove in my life. And I have to be okay with that. And it's been very bittersweet but I have to do what's best, you know, because there are some things in my life that's in the order that I was talking about that is getting kind of pushed to the side because I'm too busy. God doesn't want us to live a busy life. He wants us to live a fulfilling life, and he wants us to handle business, but he wants us to rest. He wants us to flow, you know, and sometimes we put too much on our plate that we don't know how to take stuff off, you know? So it just so happens that I'm not the only one who was going through this at this particular moment. But when I was looking up, you know, some scripture based on being decided, I really stumbled across blind Bartimaeus. Remember, don't be at me because of my pronunciation. All right. So what I love about him is that he has already heard about Jesus. And now he hear like, oh, he's here. Okay. Where are you, Jesus? I need you. Everybody's trying to keep him quiet. And he's like, no, where you at? I need you. You know, and essentially him shouting out, being persistent, because he knew that he wanted to get healed, that when Jesus came to him, like, what you want? And he like, I want to be healed. So he like, well, your faith has made you well. And my man's got healed, y'all, on spot. And guess what he did? Because Jesus was like, all right, you got your sight, you can go. He didn't go. He decided to follow Jesus. And when I was looking into commentary about this, y'all not, this kind of blew my mind. So it says, first Jesus told Bartimaeus, go your way. Then Bartimaeus followed Jesus. He made Jesus way his own way and was a follower of him. Bartimaeus must have figured, now that I have my sight, I always want to look upon Jesus. So it's like he wanted it so bad that he was willing to do whatever it takes to get it, you know? And that's kind of where I'm at. I want to do the things of God so bad that I'm willing to do whatever it takes, just so I can get closer and closer to Jesus. And just so I can help other people get closer and closer to Jesus. That is the goal, because they want us to make disciples. That's what he said in his word. So with me becoming decided on my walk with Christ, things has drastically changed. My perception. Also, I relinquished everything, like every part of me to Jesus. The parts where I was still holding on, I gave it. And now I have such joy of the Lord that even with the attacks on my life, that I still am at peace. Yeah, I never experienced this ever in my life. Okay. And I'm like, you know, like I said, we're going to war, you know, because it's thug life. Seeing. No, but really, I am truly grateful for the blood that Jesus shed for us to be able to have authority in him to do all these things and to fight back. And that's what I mean when I said that, you know, to be decided is kind of twofold, because one, we have to be decided to follow Jesus, right? Just like blind Bartimaeus, like, he received his sight and he could have went on about his life, but he made a decision to follow Jesus because he knew with him was good. With him was perfect, right? With him, we can do all things, right? Ain't that what the word say? And so it's like, also, we have to make decisions in our own life by using the word of God to help us to make these decisions. Because once you gain more knowledge of God's character, who Jesus was, what he came to do, and learning more of the word, now we can make better decisions for our lives. And so that way we can continue to walk down that narrow path that everybody is not going to walk on, unfortunately. But the goal is to get more people on the same path. So become decided. Decide if you want to follow Jesus with your whole heart and with everything. Like I said, things was happening in my life, but I wasn't stressing it. And I had the peace that surpasses all understanding that guarded my heart. Okay. And I don't think, and this is just my own, you know, this is my own opinion. Okay. So don't hurt me. But I feel like you can't really truly gain that peace that Jesus was talking about, that peace that surpasses all understanding, to really and truly have the joy of the Lord despite what's going on in your life, until you really give it all. You have to give off your thoughts, your feelings, the hurts, everything. Everything, you have to give it to him. And I feel like once you decide, it is easier to submit in every area. Literally, to submit it all. So if I didn't say nothing else, y'all, I want to encourage y'all, decide to follow Jesus with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole body, spirit, and soul. Give it all to him. He will not steer you wrong. I know sometimes I got to tell y'all that. And I told y'all, I'm going to keep telling you until you get it. You know, but really, give it all to Jesus. Be decided today and let him fill those spaces. So let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you that for your people, for your children, Lord, that one, that they know that they're first a child of God, that they are going to be protected, that they are going to be healed, and that they're going to be set free through your son, Jesus Christ. So I pray right now that they, one, give their life to Christ if they never did before. And two, Lord, I also pray that they become decided today, be decided to be a disciple of Christ. So to continue to learn his word and apply it to their lives. We're no longer working on just Christianity, but we're living to be a disciple, Father, so that way we can disciple others. May our life show fruit of what you're doing in our lives. So Heavenly Father, I pray that they become decided and that they be sure in their decisions in every area of their life, that they will use the wisdom that you have so graciously given each and every one of us. And if they don't know what that is, that they will read your word as it pertains to wisdom, Lord. So that way they will gain understanding and more wisdom, not just worldly wisdom, Father. So I thank you that they will move forward in strength, not in fear, and that they will move forward, more importantly, decided to follow Jesus. So we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you guys. So as you know, there's always something to talk about. So can't wait to see you. I will be here every Thursday. So check me out. All right. So you better subscribe, like, share, or download. And make sure you see me on each platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts or on Audible, YouTube, and even Spotify. And I'll talk to you later, all right? Peace.